to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
Thursday morning, the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show on Smile FM. Great to have this man in studio with us, one of the funniest people I know on earth, Rob Van Vuuren!
Yay!
How's it, Rob?
Hi, guys!
Namaste, babe.
Blessings. Blessings upon your radio show.
Now, what started as a phenomenal character on social media has become a huge sellout show. Mm. What?
That's what I was thinking. What is going on? I did it totally by mistake. Yeah. There was no premeditated plan to go viral. I think when it happens, there hardly ever is. Mm. I just did it on a whim. I did the voice when I was trying to sell tickets for my previous stand-up show, Still Standing. And there's material in there about ayahuasca ceremonies. So I kind of locked into that voice. And I was like, hey, come and if you want to be free from ayahuasca and the purging, please... To purge is to purge. Come along. And then I forgot about it. And then a couple of weeks later, I was like, oh, let me do that voice again.
Yeah.
Because someone had left a used period pad.
No.
In my favorite swimming spot. In Fishhook.
Yeah.
My favorite little cave, which Namaste Bay calls the Penguin Cave of Desire.
Yeah.
And I saw that and I was like, oh, I've got to make a video about this and let me do that voice. And then I did and I went for a swim. And when I got out, it was viral. It had got, like, the numbers on it were higher than anything I'd ever done before. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, first I was like, what? And then I was like, okay, I guess I'm doing this guy now. And then I did another one and it did the same numbers in the yarn. And immediately it just went kind of globally viral. I had Josh Brolin, Thanos,
yes,
from Avengers, share one of my reels.
That's crazy. That's
amazing.
It's bizarre.
You've made it.
Yeah.
I've made it. Look, mama.
But there's nothing quite special as letting it go full circle and letting it go global and something that you didn't really intend to. You were doing something, you were channeling this character, and boom, it just resonated so well with everyone to the degree where obviously people were going like, we want more of this. And not only on social media, but then people wanted to see the show.
Yeah, I mean, it was a natural progression for me to decide to write a show because that's what I do and who I am.
Yeah.
So as soon as I'd done it a couple of times and a pattern started to develop with the character and I started getting the catchphrases, I was like, oh, I can really develop this into a whole thing. Mm. So, yeah, the stage show is it's a healing ceremony, basically. it's a five-step program towards enlightenment in the arms of the Mother Scobie. And it mirrors the five-step kombucha process flow.
Oh, wow.
Of how you make kombucha.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. Listen, Rob Van Vuuren is with us. Don't go anywhere. He's brought the tea of life with him, literally, today into studio.
He's got my kombucha.
He's got your kombucha.
Buddy, that stuff is powerful.
You slow down. Slow down, Rick.
You don't want to get full enlightenment in one go.
I can really feel it.
Talking about a show tomorrow night. Now, Rob, it's going to be, listen, you got to see Rob because he's disappearing soon to go play shows abroad and the rest of the year is crazy. Where do people see you tomorrow night?
I'm at Tennille Hayes. In town. If you've never been to Tennille Hayes, it's a tiny little pop-up venue on the sixth floor of a building in the middle of town opposite House of Machines.
Okay.
It's like a gallery theatre performance space. It's a lot of fun. I've been doing compact healing ceremonies there in the past, which is just a 20-minute session dealing with the first stage of the kombucha process flow and primarily doing the neonatal navel gazing intimacy and power exchange workshop.
But I think it's appropriate seeing that we are a generation of instant gratification. So
yes.
Those 20-minute sessions help, say?
The 20-minute helps, but what I realized is it's actually really dangerous for your spiritual well-being to only do step one and not complete the five-step progress.
Absolutely.
Like a lot of people came for those compact healing ceremonies, and if any of them are listening today, if you've been experiencing let me just say chakra problems.
Headaches.
Yeah. Headaches and
fatigue.
Bubbling.
Yeah, bubbling
in sensation in your base chakra.
Yeah, I hate that.
That is...
the last night's curry.
Very last night's curry. And also because you activated at the source and exchanged that sacred energy between myself and yourself, and that's where you found myself inside of yourself.
Yeah.
And that is where enlightenment lies. But you have to complete the five-step process, otherwise your base chakra could explode. And
we don't want that.
No,
nobody
really
wants that in a car right now. You do not want to be exploding in the car.
No.
Especially off
and
that bubbly.
Unfortunately, I think there's only like about 10 or 15 tickets left for tomorrow. And then I'm going to London, so there could well be some exploding base chakras on the streets of Cape Town in the next couple of weeks. I'm very sorry about that. I will come back in July to fix that up. I'm doing more shows in July.
Okay.
Cafe Rue.
Oh, beautiful. Noordhoek.
Noordhoek. Mm-hmm. When is that? Let me tell you. I have to check my calendar. That's on the 27th and 28th of July.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
And then also the 30th.
Got
the 30th in Hout Bay.
Nice.
At Dais.
Got there you. Go.
I'm in the National Arts Festival in Makanda.
Sure.
When's that? First week July.
July, yeah. Okay, so this show that I'm talking about that's going to Edinburgh, tell us about your involvement there, because I know you're a passionate writer, director, you're a creative. Tell us how it came to being the show.
So the show that's going to Edinburgh is Sophie Jones's Ill, which is a play she wrote that I was lucky enough to direct and she performed in. We premiered that show at the National Arts Festival in Makanda last year, where she came away with the Gold Ovation Award, basically for the best show on the fringe at the festival. And now we've done sold out shows in Cape Town and she's taking it to Edinburgh. So she's going to be in Edinburgh at the fringe for a month doing her amazing show. I couldn't be proud of her. She's an incredible young performer. She's very driven. She wrote a really, really beautiful piece of theatre and she performs it with 100% commitment and dexterity, absolute aplomb. I'm super, super proud of it. It's a really, really great show.
And we're talking about how versatile you are, and especially in this industry, one has to be versatile. How important is it for you to be able to write, direct, and which one is your favorite?
Ooh, success! That's a difficult question. I don't think I could choose a favorite, to be honest. I think I really like the fact that I do lots of different things. It keeps me motivated. It keeps me interested. I always kind of go back to that. It's more or less the same thing at its root. You know, I think I'm a storyteller at heart, and I love exploring how stories can manifest in different mediums, in different styles. Yeah. And I love the fact that I can do a lot of those different things. So, yeah, I like that.
You need to make more movies, Rob. I know you don't have the time for it, but you do. You are such
Well, this year has been crazy as far as film is concerned. I've actually... This year's gone mad. I've shot four films this year already, and one pilot pilot for a TV series in Finland at the beginning of the year with a Mexican director.
No ways.
And a British writer, and then like a kind of multi international cast. British actor who's called Jeff Bell, who is a very well-known character actor in the UK, has been in a lot of Guy Ritchie movies and pretty much everything forever. Irish actor and some Mexican actors. And then me, Rob, from South Africa, where they found me on Instagram because of Namaste Bay.
No way.
Yeah, the Mexican director's mother or wife or something found me on Instagram. It's like, hey, this is the guy you're looking for. And he was like, oh, you've got to get hold of him.
Sure.
And he told his producer. His producer was like, that's great, but this guy's never going to remember his lines because he's clearly on drugs.
And kidding? He's brilliant.
And he was like, no, he's an actor. It's a character. So they got hold of my agent and... I flew to Finland in February to shoot this pilot for a TV series. I think they're hoping to release it online globally in the next month or so.
That's brilliant.
If it does well, I'll be going back to Finland to finish the series.
Finish.
Finish the series. Know what I'm talking about? Yeah, and then I got, when I got, that was in February, I got back, I went straight to Joburg and shot a film with Ian Gabriel called Death of a Whistleblower, mm-hmm. which I think is in post-production at the moment. It should be coming out soon.
Maybe check your calendar again.
I must check it again. did another movie with Ian Gabriel, written by his son Gabe Gabriel, called Runs in the Family, which is going to be dropping on Netflix soon. Is currently doing the film circuit internationally. I think it's just played the Inside Out Festival in Toronto. Finished on Umbrella Men 2 also very recently. A very cool fun movie called Just Now Jeffrey, where I got to play a scene along Lo Fenter, who is Courtney in the most amazing show. So that was a really fun kind of reunion. And then I also just shot a movie out in the desert called The Trek, where I got to play a really bad man.
You'd be a good man.
I'm slowly being typecast as a villain, and I'm so here for that, dude. And like, because the villain's always the best part.
Yeah.
So Just Now Jeffrey and The Trek, I got to play really cool villains. I'm very excited about The Trek. It's a kind of period horror film. We should see that next year, hopefully. Did voices on Jungle Beat 2, which is an animated film, which is dropping very soon. Did Trey the Dinosaur on that, which was really, really fun.
And the list goes on.
Yeah, it's been a great year.
That's very thrilled. Ladies and gents, if you have got your tickets for tomorrow night, I cannot wait for you to be enlightened and entertained by the one and only, because there is only one, and Rob Van Vuren, and the multi-talented, multi-award-winning superstar. Lovely for you to have popped in today, Rob. It's so lucky to see you, my friend.
Thank you so much for your
travels this year. Travel safe, and we'll see you back in Cape Town in a couple of months. A month. Lekker, bud.
Yeah, yeah. See you there.
Thanks for joining us.
Check it out.
Bye. I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.